From Job chapter 1. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and he had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to take turns holding feasts in their homes, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would send and have them purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, "Perhaps my children have sinned," and cursed God in their hearts. And this was Job's regular custom. Let me introduce you to a man who can teach you a lot about belonging to God and living for God, no matter what happens in your life. Come and see a man whose life can give meaning to your life as you begin to identify with him. Our text has introduced him simply as a man whose name was Job. We shall learn to know Job as a man unique among men, the kind of person that you and I wish we could be. Paradoxically, we shall see him also as a kind of everyman, someone with whom each of us can and will identify, the kind of person that you and I may pity if we do not scorn. To begin to get a picture of Job, just envision the kind of person you think would fit your ideal of an outstanding member of your church, maybe even an outstanding pastor. No, Job wasn't a pastor, but he had all the qualities we might like to see in a pastor. He was a leader among men. To describe Job's character is to describe what great men of the church are made of. Job was pious, without being a pietist. He was religious, without being a legalist. He avoided evil, without spoiling fun. And as a father, he involved his children in the true worship of the Lord. At the same time, he encouraged them to enjoy life. We read, "This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East." The Job we meet here is almost too good to be true. He is the kind of person that you and I should try to emulate, should try to be like. For he has the qualities that we expect to find in the great men of faith. But who can do it? Who can live up to these standards? The Bible calls Job blameless and upright. Even if blameless does not mean the same thing as sinless, can any one of us really qualify? The word blameless here has to do with maturity and completeness. Today we might call Job a complete Christian, someone mature in the faith, whose whole heart belongs to God. Now maybe it doesn't mean sinless, but doesn't blameless and upright still seem out of our reach? Do you fear God and shun evil as Job did? Now, this doesn't mean most of the time. This means all the time. This means, for example, that you turn off all TV programs that promote immorality and trash and stay away from movies that do the same. Do you? Job would have. Is Job then too much the ideal man for you to identify with him? Although sometimes it may seem that your parents and your professors expect you to be like Job, That's just not realistic. Well, maybe so. Nevertheless, we believe and hope that you will strive to be like Job. We reason so because someone who was blameless, in the full sense of being sinless, has already walked that road for you. Because that one, your Savior Jesus, knew you must fail whenever the ideal is held before you. And therefore, he suffered and died for all your failures. Because that same Jesus has promised you his Spirit and asks that you live by his Spirit. In the Spirit of Jesus, Job's ideal will have meaning for you. Today we have only briefly met him. In succeeding devotions, we hope that you will learn some good things from him and that you will grow in the desire to be ever more like the man whose name was Job. We pray. Dear God, our Lord and Savior, we all know that we ought to live according to the ideal pattern we learned from Job. But knowing our own weaknesses, we call upon you by the Spirit of your Son to give us the strength and the purpose we need to persevere. And for the sake of your Son, we ask you to forgive us when we fall short. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We sing hymn number 396. 396.